ABC Radio Australia.
Tonga's new Prime Minister says one of his biggest tasks in the first days of his administration has been to unite pro-democracy and noble members of parliament. Lord Whakaafenua became one of the youngest PMs in the country's history when his fellow MPs voted him into office 4 months ago. He's only the second noble Prime Minister since democratic reforms in the kingdom in 2010. Lord Whakaafenua sat down for a one-on-one interview with our Tongan reporter, Marion Kupu.
The constitution allows for 9 nobles representatives to be elected into parliament and 17 people's representatives to be elected from the people's 17 constituencies. I ran as a candidate, not just as a candidate for the nobility, but as a candidate from Tonga, as a Tongan citizen and as a member of parliament representing Hapai. I ran against the former prime minister and won fair and square in a very transparent process that's very democratic.
You did mention in the beginning that you wanted to unite the parliament. How has that been going?
Since parliament opened and we swore in the members of cabinet, parliament members, and also appointed the chairs of all the select committees in parliament, we haven't met yet. But I am quite confident that a lot of the unity that we are talking about at the start, from the outset, has already begun. In terms of Hapai, being the first Prime Minister from Hapai, I'm very proud to say that the Hapai Development Committee has already met. We have some priority agendas for the people of Hapai, and despite what people are saying, in terms of the relationship that me as a member of nobility and from Hapai, we are working together and very closely with the two representatives from Hapai 12 and 13. In the coming weeks and in the next few months, we'll be delivering street lights, solar lights to the communities in Hapai, as well as outboard motors, engines that would support the local fisheries, not just in our estate as noble representatives, but also in the constituencies for Hapai 12 and Hapai 13. So I think that's part of the tangible results of the unity that we're working with. And apart from the unity we have in government and our cabinet, we're extending that to local government and through non-cabinet members in Hapai.
Let's step into the other shady, darker side of Tonga, which involves with drugs. Drug is a growing issue here in Tonga. How serious is it to you?
The issue with illicit drugs in Tonga is the fact that those that are affected in the country are not only impacting themselves, but are creating social harm that impacts your community, your family. The social fabric of Tonga is at stake if we are not careful. And so the government has a three-pronged approach: supply reduction, demand reduction, and harm reduction. And evidently, what we've experienced is that the work that the government has been doing, both the current government and previous governments on supply reduction, is working. The amount of illicit drugs that is captured around the region is due to the cooperation of interagencies, not just in the Pacific, but in the wider region. That sharing of intelligence has captured drugs that were destined for Tonga, through Tonga, into Australia and New Zealand. And the amount of prosecutions and the successful results of those investigations has meant that we are now seeing more lifers in jail and Dolly Dolly than in the history of Tonga, and that's a result of the work that we've been doing on supply reduction. My focus now with the Illicit Drugs Task Force is to move and focus less, even though it's as important and the work is still ongoing, on supply, but more on demand and harm reduction. And for the first time since we called the first meeting this year of the Illicit Drugs Task Force, we involved the non-government organizations. and in allocating the $5 million that is budgeted by the government for harm in supply and demand reduction, we'll be involving directly the non-government organizations. And this is also timely because last year, the government and parliament approved the youth diversion program, which means that youth are now diverted from the courts back to their communities. So working with non-government organizations such as the Salvation Army will be handling the children and the future of Tonga outside of the legal system so that their opportunities for getting work, for getting visas, for travel is not compromised because of a record and because of the poor decisions that they've made in the past. So we're focusing on harm, and on top of the supply reduction, we're focusing on harm reduction and demand reduction.
Tonga's Prime Minister Lord Whakaafenua speaking there to the ABC's Marian Kupu about his first 4 months in office.